ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. శంకర్షణః తః కృష్ణస్య సందేశే హృదయం గమే సంతవాయామాస సంతవాయామాస భగవాన్ నానా అనునయ కోవిదః శంకర్షణస్తవ కృష్ణస్య శంకర్షణస్త కృష్ణస్య సందేశే హృదయం గమై సందేశేర్హృదయం గమై సంతవయామాస భగవాన్ సంతయామాస భగవాన్ నానానుయ కోవిదః నానానునయ కోవిదః శంకర్షణస్తవ కృష్ణస్య సందేశే హృదయం గమై సంతవయామాస భగవాన్ నానానుయ కోవిదః. సంకర్షణస్య కృష్ణస్య మాతాజీ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. శంకర్షణః లార్డ్ బలరామ్ ద సుప్రీం అట్రాక్టర్ తా దెమ్ కృష్ణస్య ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సందేశ బై ద కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ మెసేజెస్ హృదయం ద హార్ట్ గమే టచింగ్ సంత్ వాయం ఆస కన్సోల్డ్ భగవాన్ the supreme lord nana of various kinds anunaya in conciliation kovidah expert translation the supreme lord balram the attractor of all being expert at various kinds of conciliation consoled the gopis by relaying to them the confidential messages Lord Krishna had sent with him. These messages deeply touched the gopis' hearts. Purport by the servants of Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the following verse from Sri Vishnu Purana 5.24.20, which describes the messages Lord Balaram brought from Krishna for the gopis. Sandeshe sama madhurye prema gaber agarvite rameshvasite gopya krishnasyati manorahe. Lord Balram consoled the gopis by giving them Lord Krishna's most charming messages which expressed sweet conciliation, which were inspired by his pure love for them and which were without a tinge of pride. Srila Jiva Goswami also comments that the use of the name Shankarshana here implies that Balram attracted Lord Krishna to appear in his mind and in this way showed Krishna to the gopis. Thus Balram consoled Sri Krishna's beloved girlfriends. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that Lord Krishna sent various messages Some instructed the gopis in transcendental knowledge, others were conciliatory, and still others revealed the Lord's power. Besides giving the meaning, the word Radayam Game also indicates that these messages were confidential. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajimam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanostute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this wonderful chapter, Lord Balram visits Vrindavan. The Supreme Lord Balram, the attractor of all. How is that possible? Because Lord Krishna had entered in the mind of Balram. Lord Krishna is Akrishneti Krishnaha is the all-attractive. So, Lord Krishna can appear as he wants, where he wants, when he wants. He is totally free. He may even appear in marble. He can appear anywhere. Otherwise, there is no meaning to God. He can appear where he wants. And he can appear in the mind of Lord Balram, obviously, because he is his first expansion. There is not much difference between Krishna and Balram. Balram is Shweta means fair colored and Krishna is dark colored. But Krishna is Shyam Sundar. He is the real most attractive, all attractive. So here he had given many messages. Krishna told Balram that you go. I am staying behind. There was a reason behind that. The reason was that in Dwarka there was to be some incidences, and if both of them had left, there would have been a crisis, major crisis in Dwarka. And as you all know, there are always demons who are attacking. It has happened everywhere where Krishna goes. Even in Vrindavan, we had every day practically, one form or the other of a demon would come, instigated by Kansa. And they were all servants of Kansa, or friends of Kansa. Similarly, in Dwarka also, there were sometimes difficult moments, and Krishna had to attend to those. So, he sent Balram. And he sent Balram with 5 different messages, according to the Shastras and our authorities. So, the highest form, conjugal ras messages, were for the gopis. For the gopis whom he loved very dearly from his heart, he gave the conciliatory messages because they were constantly weeping, weeping, crying, crying. But they were still making all these wonderful garlands like these ladies are making over there, thinking that one day Krishna will come and we will put these garlands on him. So, they, by making the garland, singing of his glories, about his pastimes, they were always remembering Krishna. That is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Man mana mad bhakta. Always think of me, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. If you always think of Krishna, your mind will always be in Krishna consciousness. And as you know, the mind is the vehicle for the soul when it leaves the body at the time of death. So, if the guidance system of the mind is directed exactly to Krishna, then the soul will be carried to Krishna. So, the gopis are the highest form of devotees because of that reason. Because they are 100%. See, we are sometimes thinking of something material. We are thinking of something not pertaining to this temple, of some other building we are thinking of. Maybe somebody is in college, somebody is in school, somebody is in office or factory or whatever. So we think of those things. But gopis had no such thought. Another personality I had personally seen was Lord our Prabhupada ji. 100% he was only thinking of Krishna. Whomever he met, he would somehow or the other bring the topic of Krishna there. You see? So, there is a second form. Second form is Vatsalya Prem. Vatsalya Prem for our Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, messages were given in such a way that again Yashoda Mai started getting milk of human kindness and she was feeling great separation from Krishna. Same with Nanda Maharaj. The Sakhas, the friends of Krishna, they also got messages. But they were more friendly messages, like one friend to another. And these messages were such that they started relishing the moments they had great fun with Krishna. Because there's day and night playfulness till the 11 years Krishna stayed in Vrindavan. There were those who were his servants. Krishna's servants were there at Vrindavan who were taking care of him when he was a child. So messages were for them also. And then by simply chanting about Krishna, the flowers, the fruits, the trees, the twigs, leaves, the birds, animals of Vrindavan also were satisfied. So in this way, Lord Balaram was able to satisfy everyone because he was the attractor of all. All means everything. And the messages were deeply touched into the hearts directly. Tene Brahma Radaya, just like that. It went straight into the heart. And that is why Balaramji had gone to Vrindavan just to pacify the burning hearts of these gopis. So this is basically a chapter on Lord Balaram's visit to Vrindavan. Today is a very, very, very auspicious day. It is the day of Rath Yatra. Another superb form of the Lord. As you all know, the Rath Yatra, many of our devotees have gone to Jagannath Puri. Is there anybody here who has never been to Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra? Is there anyone? Okay. So today you are going to go mentally. Alright? And you will be fully satisfied. Because I have been requested by Baldev Prabhu, who organizes all these lectures. Prabhuji, give a beautiful lecture on Jagannath ji. I said, alright, be happy to do that for the devotees. Because that's one of my favorite subjects. So I am now speaking from this book, written by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Tamal Krishna Maharaj is my Shiksha Guru. And therefore I offer my repeated obeisances at his lotus feet. Without him we would not have got this wonderful book. Has everybody seen this book? Have you read this book? Anybody? Anybody read this book? Yes? Good, very good. At least a few people. But it will refresh your memory by listening again. Now, before I start, I want everybody to put their hand in their pocket or in their purse and take out the mobile. Because mobiles must be either mobile and out, or it should be switched off. Because the next 1 hour we are going to go in deep meditation. Next 1 hour we are going to go in deep meditation of Jagannath Ji. Alright? The meditation should not be disturbed. Correct? So I have already switched off my mobile. Please do the same. Show to your neighbor that you are actually doing it. Switch off the mobile. Alright? Now I want you all to rest peacefully. Be totally at ease, because 1 hour meditation is there up to nearly 10 o'clock. So I want you all not to go to sleep. If somebody is sleepy, by all means, walk around. 1 hour we are going to meditate on Lord Jagannath. Alright? Are you all prepared? 1 hour. Give it 1 hour. Perfect we have to give. So we are going to start, as they say in most languages, we are going to start at the root of everything. We are starting from the very beginning. Now, how the beginning starts? The beginning starts in Satyug. This is Kaliyug. Before that was Dwapar Yug. Before that was Treta Yug. Lord Ram had appeared in Treta Yug. Now we are at the last half of Satyug. Millions of years ago in India, Bharatvarsh, we are at a city, capital of India at that time was not New Delhi. It was Avantipura. There was a city called Avantipura. According to some authorities, Avantipura was in what we now call Madhya Pradesh, near to Orissa. And it would take one full month a person to walk from Avantipura to what we now call Jagannath Puri. So you can imagine it takes one full month to walk for a human being. Now we are all now sitting where? In the capital city of India, millions of years ago, we are meditating at Avantipura, in a temple there. We are not at Radha Gopinath for the moment, okay? We are at a temple, Vishnu's temple at Avantipura. And who is there in the temple? Anybody knows? You have read the book. You remember? Anyway, you forgot. In that temple, for 15 days, King Indradyumna, the supreme ruler of the whole world, not only India, King Indradyumna is in this temple for 15 days now. Now, what had happened was, this Indradyumna was such a powerful king. He is from the Suryavansh itself. Suryavansh starts from Brahma. And then there is Viveshwan. Viveshwan, then Ikshvaku, Manu, like that. It goes down. Of course, number 33, something like that, is Ramchandra Ji. But before that, we have got this Indradyumna Maharaj, the king from Suryavansh. One day, what happened was, he was thinking that what is the value, what is the use of all this great wealth I have of the whole world? I have thousands of servants, millions of soldiers, servants. People are saying, oh, Indradyumna, you are so powerful. You are so intelligent. You are in your kingdom. There is timely rains. Grains are growing abundantly. People are so happy. But I am not happy. Indradyumna Maharaj was saying, I am not happy. And only one person knew the secret that he was not happy. And that was his wife, Queen Gundicha. What is the name? Queen Gundicha. So she knew that her husband is not happy. Most wives know. So, she was also unhappy because her husband is unhappy. And in his unhappiness, our king Indradyumna went to the temple. When you are unhappy, you always go to the temple, isn't it? Shanti. So, Vishnu's temple. Lord Vishnu's temple is there. And people who had gone, they saw that his lips were moving sometimes. He's meditating on Vishnu. Hardly a few times he comes home, has some prasadam and goes back. Hardly he sleeps.
Queen is very worried. Very, very worried.
Now, King Indradyumna had one person who was his most confidential and most intelligent, brilliant friend come Prime Minister. This Prime Minister's name was Vidyapati, right? Vidyapati was brilliant. He was very intelligent. He was a great Brahmana, like Chanakya Pandit subsequently. And he was the best advisor the king had. So, but for those 15 days he had gone on a tour. Like, you know, Prime Minister sometimes goes somewhere else. So he was not there, so he didn't know. When he came back, he could sense, he was very intelligent, he could sense something is happening in Avantipura, my capital city. Where is the king? Why people are wandering around this like this? He went straight to the palace. After 15 days touring, he has come. There he sees only the queen. He says, Mataji, where is King Indradyumna? She says, what shall I tell you? I can't understand. For the last 15 days since you have left, he's more or less in the temple only. Sometimes he may come home at night. Sometimes he may have little prasad. There is no... I don't know what has happened about him. Where is, why his mind is like that? Oh, so he's in the... So on the way to the temple, there is the house of the commander-in-chief of the army. The commander-in-chief of the army is one gentleman called Yuddhavira. So this Yuddhavira house is on the way to the temple. So he says, let me check with Yuddhavira at least. So he knocks at the door of Yuddhavira. Now this is, the sun has already risen. It's already 7 o'clock. But our friend Yuddhavira is fast asleep. This is one weakness that Yuddhavira had. He could sleep like a log. We are going to talk more about logs later on. So, Yuddhavira, get up. So, Yuddhavira gets up. Who is there? Why are you disturbing me? Are bhai, I am your friend, Vidyapati. Oh, Vidyapati is the Prime Minister. So, what brings you to my house so early in the morning? So, Vidyapati says, Yuddhavira, thoda muh dhoke aao, I'll tell you. So, he came. Said, I just have come from the palace. I've talked to the Queen Gundicha. And Her Highness tells me there is something amiss. Something happened about our King, Indradyumna Maharaj. Kya hua hai? Kya hua hai? Kuch hua hai? He gets his sword. Arre Baba, there is no need for your sword. Aisa kuch hua nahi hai. Something has disturbed our King or what? Before I go to the temple, I want to report. I have nothing to report. I don't know. Arre Bapre. So he goes to the temple now. And quietly goes. And he sees that the king is in front of the deity. And he's in deep meditation. He goes right next to him behind, but the king doesn't know that somebody has come right behind him. Very dangerous, no? Because somebody can do anything. But anyway, this is our... Vidyapati goes right behind the king. He's a personal friend, very close friend, very good relation. And he's trying to make out, what is the king talking? And he picks up a few words. He's talking to the Lord. He's saying to the Lord, why are you not coming in front of me? Why I have to only look at you? I want some relationship. Please tell me, what is my future? What am I supposed to do? I want to serve you personally more and more. But you are not replying. I cannot continue to live like this. I must see you in your real form as you were, as it is. So he's saying like that. So
Vidyapati hears all this. So he slowly taps the king on the shoulder. So the king says, "Who's this?" Vidyapati says, "Your Majesty, I've just come back after my tour of 15 days. I went to the palace, then I came to know you are here." "Yes, yes, yes. Vidyapati, you answer me." And he gets hold of Vidyapati's hand. "Why the Lord is not coming in front of me? Mere ko bahut baat karna hai unse. Main baat karta hu. I am talking to him, but he is not replying. What is this relationship? The Lord should talk to me. I must meet the Lord personally. Otherwise, what's the use of living as a human being? Unless we have relationship with the Lord. That is the only purpose for which we have a human body." Who says? King Indradyumna says that the only purpose we have for this human body is so that we can develop, reignite or re-energize our eternal relationship with Krishna. That connection which is broken must be reconnected. Jaisa telephone ka connection toot jata hai. You can speak, but the other person can't hear. The other person speaks, but you can't hear. What is the use? Isn't it? You must be able to communicate. You must be able to see each other. Nowadays, video phone ho gaya hai. WhatsApp mein aa gaya hai. So, free of charge. So now, this Vidyapati is very intelligent. He understood immediately. He quietly tells the Lord, "My dear Lord, only by the grace of Krishna, by Bhagavan's own grace, you can see him or talk to him. You cannot command as an emperor of this world that I want you here now in front of me. You can command us, we will do it. We are your servants. You cannot tell like that or talk to the Lord like that." You see, he is free, he can do what he wants. Unless he decides to shower his mercy and grace on you, then only it will happen. So King Indradyumna understood that part. Then Vidyapati said, "But the Lord is millions of miles away. He is in the Vaikuntha Dham." That is Vishnu, so Vaikuntha. "So how are you going to see him like that unless he himself comes?" So he understood that also. He said, no, but I want to see him. You see, there is an old saying that Raja Baja Vaja. Nay, Raja Bandar Baja. Kings, musical instruments, and a monkey. They have one thing common. Once they decide they want to do something, Baja bajne wala nahi hai, bajega hi nahi. You do what you want with that instrument, that harmonium will misbehave. Monkeys will always do what they want, they'll misbehave. And the king is also like that. What to do? He says, no, I want the Lord now. I want to speak to him. While I am in this body, I want to develop a relationship with him. So Vidyapati understood our king is on a certain track. So he said, "Why don't we do one thing? Why don't we call a big meeting in the palace hall assembly and you announce a big prize that whoever will arrange darshan with the Lord for me, I will give a big inam, prize." "Yes, yes, yes. That's a very good idea. I know you are brilliant." Indradyumna tells Vidyapati. "Immediately I want that assembly. I want the wisest people in the whole of this whole Bharatvarsh to come here." So very hastily, everybody is invited to the assembly. And the king announces that, "I have done everything for my people. I am so much concerned about their happiness. But I am not happy myself. Because unless I become the servant of Lord Krishna, how can I be happy?" That much he understood very well. So, "Is there anybody in this assembly, I am asking you," the king says, "who can show me God, Bhagavan, Krishna, Vishnu? I want to talk, I want to meet him, I want to deal with him.
one to one. Has anybody ever experienced? So, everybody puts their head down. Kya bolega? Nobody has experienced. But suddenly, right at the back, just like our Krishna Prabhu sitting there. So, everybody's head turns to him because the king is looking at him. That fellow has put his hand up. Are? Put your hand up, Prabhuji. Like that. So everybody will look behind. He says, I have just come from Nilachal mountain and I have spent 1 year with Neel Madhava, the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Purush Uttama. The king is delighted. He is jumping with joy. At least one person, ek to hai mera kingdom mein, who has had personally 1 year relationship talk. Yes, I have talked to the Lord. Acha, how is he? I'll tell you exactly how he is. He said he is 6 feet 9 inches tall. Bapare. And he is dark colored complexion. Very shiny. Very good smile. He gives darshan, but to very limited few people. He is in a place where there is Rohini Kund, a river, a lake, and very nice breeze comes over that lake. Very nice fragrant flowers are there, trees are there, birds are there, which sing so beautifully. All these birds are singing the praise of the Lord in their own language. And it is, heaven is nothing compared to that place. So, the king is even more attracted. That heaven is nothing compared to this place of Neel Madhav, Lord Neel Madhav. So, shall I tell you a secret? Everybody wants to hear. For the first half life of Lord Brahma, Lord Purushottam appears as Neel Madhav. And for the second half of Lord Brahma's life, the same Purush Uttam appears as Jagannath. Now you are all clear? Anybody unclear? You understood why this is so important? That Lord Brahma's life, you all know, it is there in Bhagavad Gita. I forgot the exact figure. Anybody remembers? 534 billion years, something like that. Bahut saal hai unka. 12 hours of Brahma is equal to so many millions of years. So, first half life of Lord Brahma, Purushottam, Lord himself, appears as Neel Madhav. Okay? Whom we are talking about now. And the second half of Lord Brahma's life, he appears as Jagannathji. Alright? Now it's very clear? Okay. So, the king is feeling as if life has come back to him. You know, when a man is dying and suddenly somebody gives oxygen and all, I don't know, any doctors are here, pump some medicine or some vitamins and all that, and then again that fellow revives. So the king is so happy that at least one person in his whole kingdom has spent one full year with Purushottam, Lord Krishna himself. So he runs. The king runs from his throne, right at the back of the room, assembly. He catches that fellow's hands and he says, take me now, immediately. Are Baba, you can't go like that, he told. The pilgrim tells him. He said, but how you came here, how you went there, like that you take me? No, I must see him. You know, I told you, Raja, Baja and Bandar. Abhi ka abhi. So he said, we'll do one thing. The pilgrim says, you are a big king. You can't go just like that. You send your emissary first. Tell the Lord that you are arriving. And then you should come with grandeur, with lot of offerings to Purushottam. You are meeting this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. You go right now, Vidyapati. The poor fellow has just come back after 15 days of touring. And he is sent immediately, 1 month walking, to Neelachal Mountains. But after all, he is a very dear friend and he is also very eager to meet the Lord. Aisa chance milta hai, chalo. So, he starts walking. 1 month he takes walking to that place. Then he is very intelligent. He tries to think, how will I see the Lord? How will I know where he is? I know there is a mountain. But mountain mein kidhar hai? Then he says, Rohinikund, there must be a big lake. There may be some villages also nearby. Some people might be knowing also, where is this Rohinikund, where is this? And true enough, at the base of this Neelachal mountain and who was the king of that village? The king of that village was Vishwavasu. King of that village was Vishwavasu. He was a Sabara king. Sabara king means, these are nowadays, these people who look after pigs, you know. It's a very lowly level. There is a special name for them. They have surnames also. There is one member of parliament also, I know. Anyway, so I'll tell you in a minute. It will come to me. Because I'm right now in Neelachal. So, I'm at the bottom of Neelachal. And we are at the village where this Sabara king, huge fellow, dark colored, filthy fellow, all these pigs are here, roaming around. But one thing is very good there. Only one thing. Can anybody imagine what? He has a beautiful daughter. And a very virtuous daughter. And her name is Lalita. So Lalita, he sees this fellow has gone there to the village. He is intelligent. He says, I don't want to immediately enter the village. Bahar se thoda scanning kar dunga. Just I'll see who's there. Koi enemy hoga, kuch hoga. Kisko malum. Who knows? So he is watching. And he sees this beautiful young girl. Hardly 17, 18 year old. And she's taking out water from the well. Next to her is a best lady friend called Pingala. And they are both talking to each other. And this fellow goes quietly to these two girls. Says, I am come from one whole month I've been walking. I need water. So these girls say, oh, you want water? But remember, this is a Sabara village. And you look like a Brahmana because there is a thread and all that. Fair colored, very handsome looking. Vidyapati, brilliant fellow, Tejasvi, very charming, handsome. And that girl falls in love with him immediately. Ho gaya, kaam khatam. So Vidyapati is drinking water from this girl's gada. And she is very happy. He is very happy. He is looking in her eyes. She is looking in his eyes. And you know what happens. All this Vidyapati is doing, purposely is doing. Because he wants to get details. Then he proposes to her. So she is so very, very happy. She goes running to her father. And this fellow says, what is this? Vishwavasu says, who is this boy? Show me. Apna village ka hai kya? Kumar hai wo. Nahi. Kumar is having love affair with Pingala, my other friend. So Kumar is already committed. It's not him. This is a Brahmana. Brahmana? We are the lowest of the Shudras. We are Sabara. And you are going to marry a Brahmana? Yes, he has proposed to me. Okay, the Shastra allows. Girl of a lower caliber means Kshatriya woman can marry a Brahmana, but a Brahmana girl cannot marry a other way around. So that is allowed. So he says, show me the boy. So she brings this fellow. And he appears as if he is very mild, not like, you know, Prime Minister of the whole world. He appears in a very humble state and very nice. And he says, Oh my king, I have come after a long travel, I am very tired. Can you give me refuge in your house for a few days? I received water from this wonderful young lady. She says, yes, 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 it's my daughter only. So, and she is like me, I have liked her. Acha, theek hai, chalega. So you rest now, fir kal dekhenge. So next day, this fellow is determined to find out more about Neel Madhava. Meantime, he hears the word Neel Madhava. From whom? From this Vishwavasu. He is telling the daughter, come on quickly, quickly, get the sandalwood ready. Get the camphor ready. Where is the sandalwood oil? I have to massage Neel Madhava. And this fellow's antenna. Turant tayar ho gaya. Neel Madhava. This fellow is serving Neel Madhava. Giving sandalwood oil. Massaging him. Ah, and he says, where are the fruits? Because he is only eating fruits today. So we have to take fruits of all the forests. So this fellow is so tired, but still he hears everything. Remember, the ears never get tired. You may get tired. Your mind will be tired. Everything will be tired. But the ears are always open. Eyes may be tired. Eyes get tired, what happens? They get closed. You go to sleep. Correct? Okay. Your hands may get tired. Your feet may get tired. Your ears never get tired. They never go to sleep. So that's why Shruti is important. So this fellow is so tired after one whole month of walking through the jungles and everything. You can imagine what a state of affairs he must be in. And he hears that this guy, this king, this Sabara, he is actually massaging my lord Purushottam. Kya baat hai? So he says, kal, tomorrow I'll see. And he goes to sleep. But this is always playing in his mind. I have come to the right place. And the right person also, I have button, correct button has been pressed. In the morning, that poor girl, innocent thing, she brings nice hot milk, fruits. This fellow gets a very good time. And she looks upon him as a husband in her heart. So this fellow says, what is the procedure here of getting married? She says, nothing. A Devi Mata hai. Hum log jayenge unka mandir mein. We'll go in that temple and we'll be married there itself. Simple marriage. So they get married. And then this fellow keeps on pestering this girl, his wife, new wife. Now, the language that he uses is so beautiful. Vidyapati says, I must read out how a husband should talk to a wife. Okay. How many husbands are here? I am one. Isn't it? Now learn, you are a young man. Learn how to talk to your wife. All right. Repeat after me. Ah, my faithful wife, your devotion teaches me the meaning of religion. This fellow, big pandit, is telling a Sabara girl, little thing, 18-year-old, that ek din ka marriage hua hai, and he is already calling her my faithful wife. Your devotion teaches me the meaning of religion. Your chastity of self-control, while your natural simplicity strengthens my austerity. Your natural simplicity strengthens my austerity. Indeed, all your good qualities have made me your willing student. You should learn how to speak to your wife. Your such beautiful words he uses. Indeed, all your good qualities. Ek din ka raja ho gaya hai. You know, in Gujarati we say, when you get married, var raja. Means, you are the husband for one day, var raja. And jindagi bhar ka gulam. So, there is a saying in Gujarati. Indeed, all your good qualities have made me your willing student. Though it is I who am meant to be your master, he takes her hand and holds it to his heart. Dhadkan, you know, this is all like Bollywood. Therefore, rise, my beautiful wife, and assume your proper station in our marriage. See, talk like that, you see. And like initiation, he is saying to her, like initiation, has elevated you to the status of the twice born. Because I am a Brahmana, I have initiated you now. Because you become my wife, you have become twice born. So the girl becomes Fida. You know this Urdu word Fida? Fida means totally melted, yes. Butter melt, exactly. So she says, I'll do anything for you. Then he knows what he wants. He says, where is your father going for this? I heard the word Neel, Madhav, Purushuttam. Kya hai ye sab? Oh, he goes every day in the morning because he has service to do. He massages the Lord. That is his service. First Brahma comes with all the retinue of all the demigods. They do Purushakta. What is that? Purushakta. Prayers. And then after that, he has his prasadam, morning prasad, my father brings. And he accepts from him. And then after prasad, he takes rest. The Lord takes rest. So my father massages him. Oh, that is the procedure. Okay. So I want to see him. No. My father doesn't allow anybody to come anywhere near Neel Madhav. From this whole village, nobody has ever seen Neel Madhav. Neel Madhav. Purushottam. Only my father, because he will kill anybody who comes. He is so angry if anybody follows him. So, baap re. Itna sab mehnat kiya, isko humne shaadi kiya. Now, where is my chance to see Neel Madhav? I did all this because of that purpose only. So he is, after all, Brahmana, very, very nice in talking. So he again gives more beautiful talk to our friend, father-in-law. So when this father-in-law returns, he starts praising the father-in-law, Vishwavasu. Respectful sir. Now you should know how to speak to your father-in-law. Respectful sir, he says. Sir, he says. He is the Prime Minister of India and this fellow is just a fellow who handles pigs. Respectful sir. Good morning. You are like a munificent tree. You are like a munificent tree. Munificent, you understand? Like Kalpa Vruksha. You give so much to everybody. Munificent tree. Providing all the pilgrim requires. I am a pilgrim. You gave me everything what I require. Your lovely daughter you gave me. She's like a ripe fruit sprung from your limbs. Nourishes my withered body. And now you offer the shade of Neel Madhav's lotus feet. Cooling shelter for the world weary soul like me. I only need the lotus feet of Neel Madhav. So this Vishwavasu is very happy to hear such wonderful words, respected sir, and all that sort of nice thing. Nobody had called him like that before. And he says, Neel Madhav says, no, I can't take you. It's getting late and you're wasting my time. My son-in-law, you stay here with my daughter. I'm going. So then Lalita, the daughter, she pleads with the father. Father, one day you take. No, my husband has been crying for days now. He wants, every time he meets me, he is saying, please show me Neel Madhav. He is day and night crying for Neel Madhav now. So finally, you know how father's hearts are when daughters plead like that. Pigal gaya uska bhi heart. And he says, but on one condition. What is the condition? Anybody remember? Closing the eyes with the cloth. So I'll take him, but his eyes will be closed with the cloth. Then he cannot see where he is going. But this fellow is very intelligent. Who? Vidyapati. So Vidyapati asks his wife, go in the kitchen immediately and get me some seeds of mustard seeds. And get me a potli, you know, a little cloth. Put it in that mustard seed, one. All seeds you put in that potli. Okay, fine. So he puts it in his, quietly tucks it in his dhoti. And he allows his father-in-law to put this band of cloth on his eyes. And so they start walking. His father-in-law makes sure, dekhta nahi hai na ye. Acha, nahi dekhta hai. Theek hai. Chalo. Mere haath. Put your hand on my shoulder, I'll take you. You know, like blind people you see on the street sometimes. So the poor fellow is walking behind. Prime Minister of Bharatvarsh is walking like a blind man behind a pig ka raja. Anyway, for meeting the Lord, you have to do everything, right? You must do everything. So he's going. While he's going, what he had done is a very wise thing. He made a small hole in that potli. So one by one, this seed is dropping all along. The purpose was, later on, in a few months, because the rainy season was there, these mustard seeds will grow into mustard plants. So he will know which direction. But this Vishwabasu is a dull brain, na? So he doesn't understand that this fellow is very intelligent. He done like that. So like that, he takes him to this, where? Rohini Kund. And the moment he reaches Rohini Kund, this Vidyapati realizes that we have reached the destination. And he starts hearing this, because he's a great Brahmana, he knows Purusha Sukta prayers. And he's thinking, oh my God, what melodiously they are singing. They must be demigods. And he hears all these beautiful birds singing in tune. Our birds in this world never sing in tune with some prayers. This is their own thing. They sing something. I don't know. But these birds are also singing in tune, giving company, harmony with the prayers sung by the devatas. And the birds are singing like that. The animals are also beautifully giving company there. Very nice cool breeze is blowing like air conditioning. Very nice atmosphere. Totally unpolluted, obviously. We are in the transcendental world. The Lord is right there. Vaikuntha. When the Lord comes, this is a mathematical expression we had learned. It is called juxtaposition. Juxtaposition means pura ka pura aisa hi baith jata hai. That is called juxtaposition. So, juxtaposition means that when the Lord comes, His holy dham also comes with Him. All His people also come with Him. Everything comes. And therefore, that whole area becomes just as good as Vaikunth dham, original. That's why we pray at Vrindavan Dham. And that's why even Ramanreti is so worshipable. Because the Lord's lotus feet were on that Ramanreti. So, here, he tells his father-in-law, Abhi to nikalo bhai, we have reached the destination or not? He says, yes, I'll now take out. So he removes. For the first time in his life, he sees Purush Uttam Neela Madhava. As I told you, the deity is 6 feet 9 inches tall. The demigods are offering dandavats. Lord Brahma himself is offering aarti. Lord Brahma is offering aarti. Himself is doing aarti of Neel Madhava Lord. Indra is offering a garland. First he is removing the old garland, yesterday's, and today's garland he is putting. Each of the other demigods have brought special gifts for the Lord in bowls. silver, golden bowls they're offering. Who's seeing all this? For the first time in his life, Vidyapati, the Prime Minister of Bharatvarsh, is seeing all this. And he is totally in ecstasy. He's in bliss. When you see the Lord personally, you see the demigods personally, you see Lord Brahma doing aarti, you hear all the lords, all the demigods singing these beautiful prayers. So he thanks his father-in-law that you have brought me to the right place. And for the first time I have seen like this. He says, you are the second human being. Because you are my son-in-law, I have shown you. Otherwise, no human being, only me. Now this fellow doesn't have the heart to tell him that in Avadhipura, somebody had come and told that for 1 year he was staying there. See, he didn't tell him because, see, that is the intelligence of a Brahman. Brahmana knows how to keep his mouth shut and he knows what to speak and what not to speak and whom to speak and what to speak. That is the quality of a Brahmana. He's intelligent, very intelligent. But this Vishwavasu, he's so happy. He's jumping, dancing, singing along with the kirtan. And then finally, the demigods and all leave. And this fellow starts talking. You want to hear what he says to the Lord? They're talking to each other. Very funny. My Lord, are you well today? He's talking as if, you know, you're talking to apna friend ke saath baat kar raha hai. Are you well today? Have been enjoying the cool breezes of this Rohini Kunda. Today your servants and demigods have brought many nice offerings for you. Some people worship the demigods as supreme. Some people are idiots. They worship demigods as supreme. He's telling the Lord. But they're actually dependent on you only. The demigods, these fellows who sang just now, they are also dependent on you only, he's saying. I've noticed that Lord Brahma, who has 8 eyes, because 4 heads, 2 eyes each, 8 eyes. 8 eyes, oversees the entire creation, feels blessed when he touches your lotus feet by his 4 heads. Indra trembles like a leaf. When Indra's hand is going to put the garland on you, I saw that his hand is trembling. Ek to 9 foot. Nahi, 6 foot 9 inches tall. But my worshipable Lord, now you take rest, I am going to massage you. He's ordering the Lord. Abhi bahut ho gaya, abhi aap so jao. Main aapko massage karne wala hu. Who's telling? This fellow, Sabari King, Sabara King. See, for you, my daughter today, my daughter has brought, my daughter has made this wonderful mixture of camphor oil and musk. I got for you today special musk. And this he applies to the Lord's lotus feet. Has anybody ever smelt this combination in this world, in Bombay? Anybody? Yes, you have. Some of you have. You have forgotten. Dr. Alva's house. This formula, Dr. Alva is doing every day. So, I invite you all that one day you quietly by hook or crook like this fellow, who, our Vidyapati, enter into Alva's house. Only just smell what he is offering to the Lord. The gentleman gets up at 4:30. He ends at 9 o'clock in the morning. He goes to sleep every night at 8:30. He's my personal doctor. I can't disturb him after 8:30 at night because he's gone to sleep at 8:30. Because he has to get up early morning at 3:30, 4 o'clock. Okay? I have bath and all that. And then he starts. He is in that mood. So I asked Dr. Alva, ye musk kahan se laya aap? This is illegal in India. He says, yes, it is illegal in India because it comes from the stomach of the deer. Okay. He says, but it is not illegal in Nepal. So I go to Nepal and I get. So that musk is still available even today. So you may or may not see the Lord, but you can smell the tulsi leaves and the combination of musk, sandalwood pulp and sandalwood oil, because it is written here. That is what Lord wants, and that is what he gets. His pure devotee is giving it. Alright. So all of you know Dr. Alva or not? Sometimes he comes here, no, dances. He's taken initiation from Pejavar Swami, our own sampradaya, that is called Madhvacharya sampradaya. But in his office, in his house, everywhere, he puts equally photo. Radhanath Maharaj, Pejavar Swami. Both. Have you seen? And he treats Radhanath Maharaj as his Siksha Guru. So now, I think we are, my God, it's already 9:30. And I have not even finished 25%. I'll do quickly now. So, after the Lord takes rest and everything, he says, come on, paata baandh deta hu main tere ko. I'm closing your eyes and we have to go back. This fellow is so happy, Vidyapati, because he's one of the rare thing to see the Lord himself. And he, now, this, when this man has gone to wash his hands and something, Vishwavasu is gone, suddenly Neela Madhav starts talking to this guy. Vidyapati, O Brahmana, these are the words of Neel Madhav. O Vidyapati, O Brahmana, have you forgotten why you came here? God is asking him, you forgotten why you came here? Sala, shadi ho gaya, tum mere ko bhul gaya. King Indradyumna is waiting for your return with intense anticipation. He's not even eating, sleeping properly, thinking any day you'll return. And you've forgotten your king. God is reminding him. That mighty monarch, earth's protector incarnate, whom I have appointed, is half in dream, half awake, half living, half dead. And you've forgotten him. Go back quickly and give this instruction that he must come immediately if he wants to see me. Because now that half life of Brahma is getting over. Thereafter, no more Neel Madhav. Okay. So this fellow wakes up. I was supposed to do that. So he quickly, they go and he tells his wife, that poor little girl, she's just 18 year old. Abhi to sadhi hui hai vicharika, do tin din pehle. Bye bye. He says, I have to go to Avantipura. And he goes towards Avantipura. He leaves her. He says, I'm coming back. All these husbands say the same thing. I'm coming back very quickly. I'll come back. And he goes away. And in 1 month's time, he's running. He goes back. And when he goes back, I'm going fast now because time is short. Bahut hai apne ko. Indradyumna catches him and hugs him. You have returned. And Indradyumna says, there is a very beautiful smell coming from your body. How is that possible? What is this? He says, yes, I have seen Neel Madhav myself. And because of this, I have brought this little from his lotus feet. This tulsi leaves with this chandan and this chandan oil and this musk from his lotus feet. For you, my Lord. And this fellow is in ecstasy. Because there is no difference between Lord Krishna, Lord's paraphernalia, this is paraphernalia, Lord's Horidham, Lord's book, like this Srimad Bhagavatam, Katha. There is no difference. It's absolute. Okay. So Vidyapati gives Indradyumna Maharaj that little token of from the lotus feet of Lord Neel Madhav. And this fellow is in ecstasy, the king. Because he has now first time experienced lively, live, Bhagavan. So he says, take me immediately. So immediately everything is got ready. And he takes the whole big army. He takes his famous Yudhavira also. And Yudhavira is the commander-in-chief. Everybody goes towards that big mountain. And they go as fast as they can. But unfortunately what happened, that by the time they go there, that half year is over. Khatam. And Neel Madhav has disappeared. Neel Madhav has disappeared, and who has become crazy? Who has become like madman? This Sabara king. So this Sabara king is thinking, ki kya ho gaya? Then he remembers that I had gone out to just wash my hand and feet and all that, and my son-in-law was talking to the Lord, so kuch ho gaya between the two of them, and he has only done this mischief. See, he mysteriously came, mysteriously ran away, and now the Lord has also mysteriously disappeared. See, he doesn't understand that the Lord is only there for till half lifetime of Brahma. He didn't know that part. He thought this fellow has taken away my Lord. Itna bada Lord ko kahan le jayega wo? So anyway, he thought so. And he was angry. He was so angry, he told his daughter also, that where is your husband? Why he's taken away my... She says, no, he came empty-handed. He never brought the king, Lord with him. But where is he gone? She said he had some urgent work at Avantipura. And he'll come back. He must be on his way back. And what this fellow did, Vidyapati, the prime minister, he said, we won't go to that Sabara, because he knew, Brahman, no, he's very intelligent, that, oh, usko pakad ke marega abhi. Where is the Bhagavan gone? You only have stolen. Because he was accusing straight away. So he knew other road how to go up. So he takes the king and everyone up there. And the king sees that Rohini Kund. He sees the birds. He sees the whole atmosphere as described originally by that pilgrim in his assembly hall. And also reconfirmed by this Vidyapati. But Neel Madhav is not there. The king faints. Indradyumna is so disappointed. Haath mein aaya na cheez chal gaya. You see, supposing you are a beggar and somebody gives you 10 lakhs of rupees. I mean, and then that money just slips through the fingers. Then what that beggar will be, you know, he'll be mad. So that is how that king became almost like a madman. And he fainted. And he started pounding the earth. My Lord, my whole life is ruined now. You have gone away. Why you have disappeared? You should not have gone away like this. Where is he? Then the king thinks that Sabara king has only taken away. So each is accusing each other. You know, it happens in life also. Two brothers are fighting. No, each one is accusing the other. Like that. Here it is son-in-law and father-in-law accusing each other. Then they go to the village. And Indradyumna, he's got a huge big army. Arrest this man. So this poor girl is crying. My husband, you have returned. But why is this king arresting my father? He says, Neel Madhav is not there. Then this fellow says, you have only stolen. So each is accusing each other in front of the king. King is confused. What to... Because after all, king was like the chief justice in those days. So, dono side accusing each other. Just then, solution comes. How the solution comes, Prabhuji, you remember? How? Solution? Nahi, yaad nahi hai. Narad Muni comes. Veena suna, aur veena baja, aur veena wala aagya. Narad Muni comes. And Indradyumna falls immediately at the lotus feet of Narad Muni. I want Neel Kamal, Neel Madhav. See, he is one track minded now. So, Narad Muni explains that my father, that is Lord Brahma, his half year is over. Neel Madhav has gone back to Vaikuntham. And in his place, for the next half life of Brahma, there will be Jagannath. Same, Neel Madhav is Jagannath. Jagannath is Neel Madhav. Since this is told by Narad Muni, everybody accepts as gospel truth. So immediately they say, how this king is saying, how what shall I do? Because I want to see the Lord. My whole life is meant for this. So Narad Muni says, you must build the biggest temple in the world. You are inviting Purushottam himself, Lord Jagannath. So you have to build the biggest temple in the world. Where shall I build? He says, near the ocean, between the mountain, Nilachal mountain and the ocean. You will have to build a temple there. So that Sabra king also understood that his son-in-law was not a thief. The son-in-law also understood that the father-in-law is not the thief. Lalita was saying, I told you both that my father and my husband cannot be thieves. Because she was like, you know, Sudhi Vachche Sopari. Between father and husband, her loyalty was to both. Anyway, so Narad Muni solved the problem. And this Indrajumna says, I'll give anything, all my kingdom, all my wealth, but I must build this temple immediately. So where will we get the stones? So the Sabara king says, I will arrange. I'm also very keen to see the form of Jagannath Ji. So the stones, now let me understand. There's a place called Baula Mala. Baula Mala. Who says? This Sabara king. So Vishwavasu says, I take the responsibility to bring all the stones from the mountain called Baula Mala, and these stones will last for half the life of Brahma. This is very important. Okay. This temple will last for half the lifetime of Brahma. That is why Jagannath Puri is so important. You are not ullus going running after Jagannath Puri. We understand that this temple, I'll tell you a little more about what happened to the temple in between. So it is King Indradyumna who built this temple, which you see when you go to Jagannath Puri. Actually, it is not one temple, there are 9 temples. The main temple in middle is Jagannath Ji, Subhadra and Baldev. But there are other temples also, equally beautiful, small but very beautiful temples. So with this, Indradyumna actually built the temple. But because his guru is now Narad Muni, and Narad Muni said to him, that I'll personally take you to Brahma and you invite Brahma to be the main priest to inaugurate the temple and bring Jagannath Ji. You see? So he went with Narad Muni to, where is that? Satyalok, no? Satyalok, yeah. Brahmalok is Satyalok. So Brahma is surprised. Human being. Satyalok mein kaise aa gaya tum? Arey bhai, your son Narad Muni has brought me. And I have come here with this invitation card. It was rolled up, you know, long one like that. My name is already written here. Narad Muni told me, so I have written your name. You are going to do the inauguration. I am going to do. Okay, alright, I will do. Jagannath is, I will do. So Brahmaji accepted the so-called invitation and so-called commitment. So now you know, if you want Lord Brahma to come,